Chapter 5. Gaining Favorable Conditions for the Time of Death. As Buddha said, some die in the womb, others at birth, still others when they can crawl, some when they can walk. Some are old, others are adults, going one by one like fruit falling to the ground. The sixth stanza in the first Benchen Lama's poem is, may we remember instructions for practice when doctors forsake us and rites are of no avail. Friends have given up hope for our life and we are left with nothing else to do. The previous chapter was mainly concerned with two obstacles to proper practice when dying: overwhelming suffering, and mistaken appearances that give rise to lust, hatred, or confusion. While seeking to avoid these two obstacles, you also need to generate virtuous attitudes by remembering your practice. When there is no longer any hope for this life, when doctors have given up on you, when religious rites are no longer of any avail, and when even your friends and relatives have from the depths given up hope, you must do what helps. As long as you have mindfulness, you must do whatever you can to keep the mind in a virtuous way. To do this, you will need to remember instructions for generating virtuous attitudes. As I will discuss in later stanzas, these instructions are to be used, 1. Before the clear light of death, 2. When the clear light of death manifests, 3. When the clear light of death ceases and the intermediate state begins, and 4. During the intermediate state, so that you can achieve special yogic feats. Whatever instructions you have received in accordance with your ability and intelligence, need to be remembered clearly at these times. During these times, conduct your usual practice at whatever level you have attained. Through the following five forces, your practice can have great effect. First, the force of familiarity. Frequently cultivate and become accustomed to whatever your usual practice is, whether this is cultivation of the intention to be liberated from cyclic existence, or cultivation of love and compassion, or cultivation of an intention to gain enlightenment for the good of others, or cultivation of the stages of highest yoga tantra. Second, the force of directing the future. Think, I will keep up my practice in this life, the intermediate state, and future lives until I attain Buddhahood. Third, the force of wholesome seeds. Amass the force of meritorious actions or good karma to propel your practice. Fourth, the force of eradication. Decide that all phenomena, such as birth, death, and intermediate state, exist only dependently. They do not have inherent existence even in the slightest. Make this decision as part of your belief that self-cherishing is an enemy. Think that I experience suffering in cyclic existence is due to my own self-cherishing. The root of self-cherishing, in turn, comes from conceiving that beings and things inherently exist, whereas they actually do not inherently exist. Fifth, the force of wishing. Again and again, make the following wish. Even after dying, may I attain a body that serves as a support for practicing the doctrine in my next life. While being cared for by an excellent spiritual guide, may I not be separated from practice. These five forces are especially helpful in remembering to practice, even when it is hardest to do so.